Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
Nice to meet you, mate. Pleasure. No, thank you. It's awesome to be here. Far out. You're a superhero. Man, I watched you on TV growing up. 09, 010. Yeah, well, we were rooting for you heavy against Collingwood. Max, yeah. No, you too.
Go back and enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Max King.
Wow.
Oh, he's been bright-eyed since he was taken by St Kilda with pick 10 in Monday's national draft. Who can blame him? I'm not sure it's sunk in yet either. Been a fair old whirlwind. But Matthias Philippou is on the line with us this morning. Matthias, welcome. Congratulations on your graduation to the big league.
Nah, thanks, guys. And yeah, it has been really surreal last 48 hours. I still can't really believe it. But,
I love the vision that St Kilda put up. It was magnificent. I mean, you look back in that in years to come and just think, man, how starstruck was I as a young whippersnapper coming in?
Oh, I was so taken aback. And usually I'm pretty good with like having words. And, well, you know, Goddard, I was all right. But then when Lenny just walked in, I was like, oh no, I don't know what to say. I just was lost for words, really. I forgot to compliment Goddard as well, because I've watched that mark he took in that grand final about, you know, over 100 times, really, and I know Dad loves it as well. So it was a crazy moment, though.
So, Matthias, what they say about you, though, is aside from the fact that you're starstruck coming into a place like that, that shouldn't, I guess, take away from your self-belief in your own ability and your confidence and the fact that you were top 10, but you were top 10 for a reason and you knew that. How key is your inner drive and your self-belief been in your journey so far, do you feel?
Yeah, it's definitely been present. I think it's gradually gotten, you know, more and more the more I've, you know, learned and the more people I've, you know, gained in my corner. So, you know, it's probably, you know, gone up again. You know, I don't seem a heap confident in those videos, but, you know, just knowing that the culture at the Saints is you know, is awesome and meeting all the coaches and knowing that everyone's on the same page is, you know, it'll give confidence to the other boys that just got drafted last night as well. So, yeah, my confidence is, you know, very high, and you know, I know my self-belief is too that I'm going to put in the work. So, yeah.
Matthias, how do you convert that energy you've got now into, you know, standing there and looking at Lenny Hayes as he's instructing you to do things? At what stage, you know, do you think you'll be able to, I suppose, switch that over and take it in instead of looking at him thinking, oh, gee, you're a good player. You know, I love the way you went about it. Is that a natural thing or is something you think will come in a bit of time?
No, I think that's natural. The appreciation I have for all-time greats, you know, not just the guys that I met yesterday, but yeah, I think it's definitely a natural reaction that, you know, when you're meeting someone that's, you know, had a tremendous career, to just, you know, show appreciation for them and you know, be very grateful that you're in their presence.
So that show of respect, I think, is absolutely fantastic and so refreshing, Matthias. So I'm saying it now, and I'm a St Kilda supporter, unfortunately, so I'm sorry I'm going to drive you mad. Don't change one bit, young fella. I reckon the coach might have said that to you too.
He hasn't said it like that, but I think he's a fan from you know, how he's spoken to me and my family. So, you know, I still got a lot to prove, but thanks for the kind words. It's definitely meaningful.
Look, it's all by the by now, of course, Matthias, because you're at St Kilda, of course, and hopefully for a very long time. But what was the communication like with Essendon and Adrian Dodoro? And a few texts have come in. I love this if it's true, because we like a bit of cheekiness. Did you really walk past Adrian and say to him that Elijah better be good?
Nah, I didn't mention Elijah. There was nothing about Elijah when I spoke to Adrian. It was more so just, you know, wishing me luck. And,
yep,
you know, he said, I'm going to be a good player and things like that. But no, it wasn't anything regarding Elijah. You know, I wish him the best and, you know, very deserving of the pick. You know, you're not a top five pick on accident. So, yeah.
And clearly St Kilda not scared, I guess, from their point of view, to look across the border, Mateus. I mean, we've seen in recent times, you know, it doesn't matter where they're from, but Isaac Rankin recently, Jason All-Francis as well, going back to their home state. But you were the opposite, weren't you? I mean, you were actually thrilled to come across to Victoria. This is where you always felt that you wanted to be?
Yeah, I think, you know, to be, you know, I've always believed that, you know, I've wanted to be all in and on my footy and things like that. And I think if I wasn't prepared to go across the border for footy, then, you know, I'm not, you know, giving it my all, really. So, yeah, that's how I look at that. You know, I understand there are going to be challenges, but I think, you know, those challenges will be what develop me the most.
Mateus, what happens now after you roll the sleeping bag up after sleeping a couple of nights at the front door of the footy club? The sounds of it, you don't want to leave in a hurry. Do you go home, pack up, come back? What's the story?
Yeah, so I'm home now. I got back around 3 o'clock, 3, 4 o'clock yesterday, and we go back Friday again with this time I think it's my mum and my sister, and then that's just for the day, and then I get stuck in properly on Sunday.
Where do you camp?
Yeah. What are the living arrangements there, Mateus?
Yeah, I asked the same thing on Tuesday. They don't have all the answers for me yet. I think they just had to see who else they pick and things like that, and then go from there. So I think I'll find out on Friday.
Now, it's one step at a time, of course. There's a big picture to these sort of things. But, I mean, you're human. You'd have your own goals, your own ambitions, your own dreams. I mean, what does the best 2023 look like, particularly in the early months for Mateus Filippo next year at St Kilda?
Yeah, I think if I was able to, you know, just get a game, that would be, you know, the best thing, to be honest with you, just getting a go. I think, you know, try not to look too far forward. I know there's a lot of work to be done from now until the start of next year. And, you know, I reckon if I just, you know, put my head down and work hard at that'll take care of itself.
Visualising things is always a big thing, they say, in sport these days, and making sure that's a positive vision. From underage footy to senior footy, Mateus, where do you think you're best fit in the grown-ups game?
I'm not sure. I haven't played too much senior footy. I played quite a bit of reserves over the past year, but I reckon, I'll have to wait and see. I guess it'll depend on, you know, if I'm going to play for the, you know, the Saints AFL team. It depends where you know, the holes are, you know, are, and then hopefully I can, you know, fill them. But I reckon, forward pinch hitting in the mid.
Well, Mateus, I might have just lost you there for a moment. Just come back a bit, take a couple of steps to the left or to the right if you can. If we've still got you, I was pretty keen to go back a fair way, you know, your journey. I think you come from a basketball background, but you did a bit of swimming growing up as well. Has it always been footy first and foremost? And tell us a bit about yourself growing up. Big family, small family?
Yeah, decent sized family. Got a younger brother and a younger sister, and then mum and dad, of course. But growing up, footy wasn't always at the top, but it was generally pretty even. Basketball, football, athletics, swimming were the four main sports that I did. Swimming kind of dropped off around teenage years, but I've picked that up more recently. And athletics, basketball, footy, you know, dominated my teenage years for a lot of it. And it wasn't really till last year where basketball kind of took a back seat, knowing that my draft year was, you know, coming up, and I really wanted to put my best foot forward with the Eagles and the senior boys. So, yeah, but footy was always something I really enjoyed, and I think basketball, because it was an all-year-round sport and there was no break, it occupied a lot of my time, so it was probably why I was more to basketball that time, so if that makes sense, but yeah.
Yeah, and obviously you came into this draft highly rated, and you have been for some time. Was there a moment that you thought I might have something here with footy? Was it a large degree of natural talent, or was it something that you really worked hard to extricate everything you can out of yourself? Or just keen to know when the penny might have dropped for you and your attitude towards it as a career?
Yeah, I always had a it's weird. I always had a belief that I would, you know, make it, you know, as a sportsman, as a professional sportsman. I was speaking to Dad the other day. I have very fond memories of, you know, when I'm 7 or 8, saying that, you know, I'll make it to either, you know, one of the NBA or AFL. So we're reminiscing on that. And, you know, it was quite an emotional time with Dad. But, yeah, I always thought I would be able to, yeah, like I said, always thought I'd be able to, you know, make it if I put in the work. And, you know, I definitely had to work hard on my athleticism. Dad was great with that. I wasn't the most athletic kid coming through, and footy the same. I'm probably not the most naturally smart footballer. I think my smarts will go up the more I train and play and things like that. But, yeah.
Mate, it's going to be exciting. I love the vision of you meeting Max King yesterday. I mean, who are you most looking forward to working with down there? Is there a group of players? It might be the assistants that have come back to the club at the moment that you're most starstruck by. But who is it at the Saints that maybe you followed coming through as a kid, or you're most looking forward to rubbing shoulders with?
Yeah, I think the SA boy in the side will be pretty cool to go against. I've heard Marcus Winhager, you know, works really, really hard, and he was pretty good at basketball too coming through. So that's pretty exciting. Got a full size basketball court, so you know, might have to make something happen there. But outside of that, just all the best players, really.
Number preference?
All the coaches.
Yeah.
Number preference, Matthias?
Number two. I actually messaged Tony Brown this morning asking if I could get in quick. I was doing some history research on the club not that long ago, and you know, I think two would be an awesome number.
Oh, well done. So the bid is in. So when do you hear about that?
Tony got back to me. He said, you know, he'll get on to it and nice. Should be fine. So hopefully that's locked in.
Matthias, so good to talk to you this morning. I mean, you can hear there's a confidence in your voice, but obviously a lot of respect there as well. And as is coming through off the text, that isn't always a common combination. So we wish you well, mate. Great to talk to you. There's a real spark in you, and I can't wait to watch you go about it at the St Kilda Footy Club.
No, thanks, Simon. It's there. Really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.